Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is August the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 22 to 24. Promise that God will be our future righteous king. We read in Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 5 and 6 like this. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. With the words, behold, the days are coming, Prophet Jeremiah speaks a message of hope from God for the future. This is one of the great messianic prophecies of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Judah's many unrighteous kings were like shepherds who had destroyed and scattered God's flock. However, God promises to raise up in David's line another king who would be a righteous branch, that is, another descendant of the Davidic line. In Zechariah chapter 3 verse 8, he is my servant, the branch. In Zechariah chapter 6 verse 12, he is presented as the man, the branch. And in Isaiah chapter 4 verse 2, he is the branch of the Lord. These correspond to the four ways Christ is presented in the Gospels: as king, servant, son of man, and son of God. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of this messianic prophecy. As king, he will reign wisely and justly, and his name will be the Lord our righteousness, or Jehovah Tsidkenu is one of the seven compound names of Jehovah. His reign will bring about a new exodus when God will summon the Israelites out of all the countries where they have been scattered and restore them to their own land. These verses also speak to us that one day Jesus Christ will return in glory to execute justice and judgment and his reign over all. Jesus Christ is the root and offspring of David, the horn of David, and our future righteous king who will judge the world justly as the Lord of righteousness. Today, let us bow before him and worship him in holiness. As it says in Psalms 96 verses 9 to 13 like this. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and all its fullness. Let the field be joyful, and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the wood will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.